In this bulletin, millions of Australians face an unprecedented bushfire threat, more chaos on the streets of Hong Kong, and F1 plans to be a carbon neutral sport by 2030. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales is facing unprecedented dry, hot conditions after a week-long emergency has been declared as bushfires continue to rage. A catastrophic fire danger rating, the highest possible level, is in place for the Greater Sydney, Greater Hunter and Illawarra Shoalhaven areas. Temperatures in the high 30s, low humidity and winds of up to 80 kilometres per hour, coupled with the drought, are fanning the danger. Shane Fitzsimmons is the Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. He's urging people to make sure they move to safer areas if they are in an at-risk region.
As we said yesterday, under the catastrophic conditions, not being in bushfire-prone areas is clearly the safest option. Leaving early and leaving well ahead of any fire in your area is the safest option. Safest options might include going to a local shopping centre, going into town where you're not in the bushfire-prone area. We've deliberately closed parks. We've deliberately closed open areas. It's all in the interest of safety.
Queensland is bracing for severe fire danger as temperatures soar up to 10 degrees Celsius above average in coming days. Conditions are expected to worsen today with high to very high fire danger forecast and severe conditions expected midweek. There are 65 bushfires statewide with an uncontrolled blaze at Cobrabol in central Queensland that by Monday had destroyed 8 homes and damaged 5, and much the state is suffering poor air quality due to smoke. Queensland Fire and Emergency Service Commissioner Mike Wassing has told ABC Queensland is receiving a lot of support from interstate and overseas fire services. Hong Kong's leader has pledged to bring an end to anti-government protests that have engulfed the city for more than 5 months following more violence in which one person was shot and another set on fire. Carrie Lam's comments are likely to fuel speculation that harsher legal and police measures may be planned to curb the protests. It's the second time a protester has been shot since the demonstrations began in early June, although police have repeatedly drawn their firearms to ward off attacks.
The action of rioters has far exceeded the call for democracy. They are now the people's enemy, and it's incidents like that, which are seen by many local residents, making people worried and scared.
The protester has undergone surgery and is in a critical condition in hospital, as is a man shown on video being set alight during a protest. More than 3,300 people have been arrested in the protests. Research from the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute has found mentally passive sedentary behaviour increased the risk of depression. The study found people who spend long periods of time watching television, for example, are at a much higher risk of mental health issues, heart disease and diabetes. However, mentally active tasks involving sedentary behaviour like reading or office work may protect against the onset of depression. Author of the study, Professor David Dunstan, says the way we use our brain while sitting appears to be important in promoting good mental health. To sport, and Formula One has established its first ever sustainability plan with the aim of having a net carbon zero footprint by 2030. It also promised all Formula One events would be sustainable by 2025. Sustainable materials will be used at all future F1 events, with all waste reused or recycled and single-use plastics to be banned. Another initiative includes 100% renewably powered offices, facilities and factories, as well as incentives offering fans a greener way to get to the races. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 31. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, a few showers, 17. Hobart, a shower or two, 15. Canberra, windy and possible dust, 28. Wollongong, windy and a late cool change, 36. Sydney, much the same, 37. Newcastle, similar conditions, 37. Brisbane, sunny, 33. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, sunny, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.